Local hospital systems say social and physical distancing has prevented a surge in COVID-19 patients. Now, as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, they want to open hospitals up for other types of care.
Dr. Michael Apostolakos at the University of Rochester Medical Center says his hospitals have a lot of unused beds right now. Apostolakos is the chief medical officer at URMC. He says, on the one hand, that's good. It means distancing is working. The hospital isn't overwhelmed and staff are not burning through personal protective equipment. On the other hand, Apostolakos says that means the hospital is hurting financially.
Quite frankly, each month we're losing money and we can only tolerate that for a relatively short period of time. And I am concerned about that.
He says there's no timeline yet, but administrators are worried they might need to furlough staff if the hospital can't start admitting more patients. Apostolakos also says the COVID-19 pandemic is scaring away people who really should be getting medical treatment for things like injuries or heart failure. Earlier this week, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a plan to allow some upstate hospitals to admit patients for elective procedures. But Apostolakos says the rules are too strict. He says URMC has room for more patients, but the state requires a county to have fewer than 10 COVID-19 admissions in the last 10 days before its hospitals can start elective procedures again.
The problem is that that doesn't fit our county. Although we've been stable with admissions, we're not close to that yet.
A spokesperson for Rochester Regional Health says that hospital system is also worried about the financial and health toll of keeping so many people out of the hospital. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.